Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
On the podcast this week, Nikki Lloyd from Storm will tell me more about their search for ex-Stormies to be part of the tournament this year. But first, West Coast Fever Dan Ryan, and what's he made of the season so far?
Definitely really happy with how we're tracking, and you know, to have a really convincing win, I guess, back on our own home court has been awesome, and to have 10 players contribute and to give opportunity to some players that have had less minutes than others, I think was really important for us, and everyone's performing really well and making our jobs really difficult around selection and opportunities and those types of things. But yeah, we're in a great spot early in the season, long way to go, but tracking very nicely early days.
And what did Dan Ryan feel was key in their recent 10-goal win v Firebirds last weekend?
Definitely surprised by the margin. I think we went into the game knowing that Firebirds had been in every single contest so far in their first four rounds, and even if they were down on the scoreboard, they had demonstrated a great level of tenacity to fight their way back into games. So we really weren't anticipating that level of margin at the end. We were really holding them in high regard that they would keep chipping away at us even if we were up and in control a little bit. So that was a bit of a surprise, I think. And from a combination perspective, not overly surprised at how well they did, because we use those combinations all the time at training. We just haven't had to tap into them too much during the first four rounds. So it forced our hand a little bit to make sure we keep exploring the depth. And, you know, it was a really productive day for us in that regard.
And Dan knows that it's going to be a great game this weekend against Thunderbirds.
Oh, we're really excited for this one. I think it's, you know, we've got, they're the defending champions, right? So they've got the target on their back, and we can't wait to have a crack at them. And, you know, statistically, we're the best attacking team. Statistically, they're the best defensive team. And they've probably got the level of athleticism that can match our athleticism in the front line. So strategy is going to be important. Skills are going to be important, and individual matchups as well. So it's a bit of a free shot for us. We're tracking really well. They are the defending champs, and we just can't wait to test ourselves against the best in the business.
Fran Williams has joined Fever this season. And how does he feel that she's getting on?
Fran's been an awesome inclusion into our team. She's just been a major contributor on and off the court, and the girls love her. She's loving the environment, playing some really great netball, and she's just a great leader in her own right and slotting into the dynamics of our team incredibly well and playing some brilliant netball along the way. So we love having her. She's been an amazing recruit for us.
The game's available on the fantastic World Netball Netball Pass, netballpass.com, tomorrow, Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning here in the UK. This weekend also sees Swifts v Giant in the derby, and he's Maddie Turner and Sophie Dwyer.
I feel like we both kind of had like rocky starts to the season, so I feel like it'll be a good hit out this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Similar to Mads, like, we always look forward to it. I think there's just so much more on the line when you play the derby. You know, we train at the same facility, we see each other every day. So, you know, everyone wants the New South Wales bragging, right? So I think everyone goes that little bit harder.
And what a derby games mean to them in particular?
Obviously, we are really good friends off the court. You know, when we see each other at the training grounds, we always chat to each other. You know, we're not enemies, but I think once you cross that white line, once it's court time, for that 60 minutes, you're going as hard as you can. And I think the derby just grows with the history that, I guess, builds across the years. And, you know, everyone, I think, is just as important as the last.
Yeah, definitely a unique situation. I feel like one team with Netball New South Wales, and then as soon as we hit the court in that red and orange, yeah, we're kind of out there battling it out.
Hi, this is Shani Layton, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Nikki Lloyd is from Surrey Storm. Is everyone on the lookout for players for this year's NPL Summer Tournament?
Yes, we are. The Summer NPL Tournament is a great event where all the teams and all age groups are in the same venue, playing over 3 or 4 days. We are on the lookout for ex-Stormies or anyone that isn't currently attached to a franchise. There are some regulations by England Netball. We've got some positional gaps that we're looking to fill, with particularly in circle defence. So we're really keen to hear from anybody that might be looking for some competitive high-performance netball over the summer.
It's really good to see as well. I suppose, is the standard like at NPL at the moment?
Oh, I think this year has been exceptionally high.
You've got a smile on your face, I can tell, even though I can't see you.
Yeah, this, I mean, I'm a real fan and really passionate about youth age group netball. So the standard this year across all three age groups has been exceptional. It's been growing year on year. There's been some really great competitive close games, some right down to the wire across all age groups. So yeah, it's a great place to be.
Give us a overall view of the actual training commitments.
Well, we come back into training sort of towards the end of May. Initially, it'll be one session a week up at Surrey Sports Park, fantastic venue. And heading into the middle of June, we will then start to train twice a week. The 2-hour sessions and an S&C session. We've also got some exciting sort of preparation matches and opportunity to play other franchises in that preparation stage. The tournament itself is the last weekend of July.
Is it just under 21s? Any positions you mentioned earlier that you're searching for at the moment?
No, opportunities mostly within our under 21s and our under 19 squad. We have fantastic depth of talent within Dorm who are exceptionally talented, committed and hardworking. So we're looking to really add to that and to the training environments. I would say predominantly it is in the defensive circle, but there may be one or two other opportunities in the midcourt, more so in the under 19s. But look, we're really open. I think the key for us is athletes that are dedicated, that want to be part of a fantastic nurturing environment and that's full of great people, and that those are the main sort of things that we're looking for really. The best way to get in touch is by emailing Annette Allenson, whose details was, if people went to our social media posts, there is a contact email address for Annette on there. That would be the best portal call to make contact with us.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.